AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. People in Hattiesburg, Mississippi are mourning two police officers who were gunned down Saturday night during a routine traffic stop. Flags are at half-staff at police headquarters. Residents have been leaving flowers to honor the fallen officers in the area where the shootings happened. Four people have been arrested in connection with the deaths.
Two of them are accused of being part of the shooting directly. The two other charges suggest that these are people that had something to do with it after the fact.
AP correspondent Jay Reeves. Severe weather still hasn't let up in North Texas. A fire official says there is significant damage to homes and an unknown number of injuries after severe weather with reports of a tornado hit the small city of Van. Eight people are hurt after a tornado struck the South Dakota town of Delmont, but none of those injuries is life-threatening. About 20 buildings are damaged, including Zion Lutheran Church, which lost its roof and stained glass windows. Anita Matthews lives in Delmont.
There was so much luck in that place, I just can't believe it, that the church that was destroyed had nobody in it, and the one that had only small damage just, you know, was full of people.
On the other side of South Dakota, more than a foot of snow blanketed the Black Hills. A part of a New York nuclear power plant remains offline after a transformer fire.
Fire started. They believe the fire had been put out. The heat from the transformer actually reignited. So the transformer went on a fire a second time.
That's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Prince performed Sunday night in Baltimore, a Rally for Peace concert, to be a catalyst for pause and reflection after the recent protests and riots there. Mexico's public health system has suspended infant vaccines after two babies died and 29 were sickened in southern Mexico. This is AP Radio News. Cuban President Raul Castro paid a call Sunday on Pope Francis at the Vatican to thank him for working for Cuban U.S. detente. The AP's Francis D'Amelio reports the Cuban leader then said something unexpected.
Made a revelation that was quite startling, saying he is so impressed by this pope, he is considering going back to the Catholic Church and praying.
The leader of the communist country also said when the pope goes to Cuba in September, he promises to go to all his masses. In the NBA playoffs, the LA Clippers beat Houston 128-95. Cleveland evened up its series with Chicago at two games apiece with a LeBron James jumper shot at the buzzer. James vetoed the play his coach called.
I was supposed to take the ball out. I told coach, there's no way I'm taking the ball out unless I could shoot it over the backboard and go in. I told him, have somebody else take the ball. I'll give me the ball and everybody get out the way.
Their next game is Tuesday in Cleveland. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.